German beer making is still controlled by the oldest food regulation in the world, the German Purity Law, or Reinheitsgebot in German. It dates back all the way to 1516. The law says you can only use three ingredients when making beer, nothing else but water, hops, and malt. That's exactly what bothers 26-year-old Sophia Wenzel. She is a professional beer sommelier and works with beer every day. And she thinks this German beer law is outdated. Our reporter Catherine Sachs met her in Hamburg to find out why.
My name is Sophia Wenzel. I am 26 years old. I am living in Hamburg and I'm working at Altes Mädchen. We have a restaurant and a brewery. I'm a professional beer sommelier. I'm working every day with beer. I try to taste it and I'm drinking with friends and guests and they tell me what they like, what they don't like. And so I see you and I try to get you the perfect beer, your favorite beer, and I try to get you a beer what have a perfect match to your food. Me and my boss have the thing in mind that we want to open a restaurant with beer, with focus of beer. And so we start thinking, what's going on with the beer? We see in the US this craft beer scene, we see it in England and in a lot of different countries in the world, and we figure out we don't know anything about it. And if you learn what's the difference, how do you make beer, how do you brew, and with different styles of beer existed, then you can't not fall in love. We want to be a brew pub in the Nordic German way. So we have in south of Germany a lot of classical brew pubs where you got wheat beer and a pretzel, and it's really traditional. And we want to do it a bit not so traditional. So we want to show the big and fantastic world about craft beer. So the people, they do craft beer often are completely tattooed, are beards, are a bit rocky or dirty. And they have colors and they have really cool brands and they're making funny names of their beers. And the thing is, we Germans a bit slow sometimes and a bit just put one big toe into the water. Maybe it's too cold, let's don't go. Maybe it's a shark in, let's wait. And you need to jump in normally. And in the US they have this home brewing law and allow it, and so it's booming. And in Germany we have this Reinheitsgebot, it's called. It was to save the quality of the beers in 16th century. But now we still have it and we still don't want to change it. And so we a bit in our own cage because it's not allowed to put something like real oysters in or to put something like orange and cloves in, which maybe absolutely nice is and traditional in England and Belgium since hundreds of years. In the supermarket, you just have lager, wheat beer, maybe other wheat beer, maybe a dark wheat beer, and that's it. You not figure out maybe that other beer styles existed. So we need to change the minds of the people, and the people start to think about what they buy.